Iran's foreign minister has warned of the long-term and immediate consequences of the U.S. designation of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps as a terrorist organization. Mohammad Javad Zarif issued the warning in a letter sent to his counterparts throughout the world. He called the U.S. blacklisting of the IRGC an illegal, dangerous, and provocative move. Zarif said the measure has posed one of the most serious threats to international order and will shatter global peace and security. Top diplomat urged countries around the world to stand against Washington's adventurism. More than a week ago, U.S. President Donald Trump branded the Iranian Defense Force a terror entity and accused it of promoting terrorism. This has drawn widespread condemnations from officials in Iran and other countries. Joining us now out of Seattle, Washington, is Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, for more on this story. Hello, Mr. Silverstein. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on Iran's foreign minister saying that branding the IRGC a terror entity is going to have some serious repercussions, both in the immediate and long term.
Well, this is an entirely hypocritical act on behalf of Donald Trump. When Saudi Arabia, the United States, and Israel intervene in the regional affairs in the Arab and Muslim worlds on a far greater extent than the IRG or Iran does. And even if you want to argue that Iran is involved outside of its borders, generally this involvement comes in response to the aggression and the meddling in the internal affairs of other countries in the region, and isn't initiated in the aggressive manner that our interventions. If you look at what we've done in Afghanistan and Iraq and our drone campaigns in Somalia and Yemen, if you look at Saudi Arabia's invasion intervention in Yemen and its support for Haftar's civil war in Libya, all of these are far more widespread, far more damaging to the countries in which we're involved than anything that Iran might be doing. And in addition, this is the first example of any country designating an official government entity of a foreign nation as a terrorist entity. So this is a really bad, dangerous place for us to go, because as Iran has just designated U.S. Central Command as a terror organization, all nations in the world can now start designating any other government with whom they're having a disagreement and designating their official entities as terrorist organizations. It just goes in a horrible direction.
And that's the thing. I was just going to mention that opens a whole, Pandora's box, or doesn't it? Setting this precedent, there have been other presidents before that issues with the Islamic Republic, with its government and people, but yet they never made this designation. Did Donald Trump really think this thing through and the ramifications it could really have?
Donald Trump doesn't think anything through. I don't even think he thinks. I think he just reacts instinctively, and when somebody comes into a room and says this is a great idea, he agrees and he says go do it. It's by fiat. That's how he arranges all of his foreign policy. And the other thing I wanted to bring up about Trump is that Trump himself is inciting terror, because he put a video on Twitter which juxtaposed a picture of Representative Ilhan Omar with the 9/11 towers burning. And other people, Saudi Arabia has called other U.S. representatives who are Muslim Americans, has called them terrorists because they claim that they support the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's really, as I said earlier, it's hypocrisy, because Trump, if anyone, is someone who is inciting terrorism. And to call Iran the black sheep when we're doing far worse is atrocious.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program, Mr. Richard Silverstein, there joining us out of Seattle, Washington, journalist and political commentator.